We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the far-out suburbs, the so-called exurbs community type.
My name is Emmy Babcock. I'm 27, and I'm from Edgewater, Colorado. As you're driving in Edgewater, you're just going to see a bunch of 50s-style ranch houses. The Denver community, the Denver area, is experiencing just massive growth right now. Our mayor, Denver's mayor and the governor, started an initiative to, I think it's double the population growth in the next 20 years, 10, 20 years, something crazy like that. I mean, I think probably the growth is the biggest problem, and other things are just symptoms of that and us expanding so rapidly. Homelessness is a huge problem. So I used to work for the Salvation Army Intermountain Division in the development department. We worked a lot with homelessness. We were experiencing trouble like keeping places for shelters and being able to afford that real estate for shelters. Housing is becoming pretty unaffordable. There's kind of big wealth disparities, and I think that's what's driving the problem. I bet that within a few years, it'll be similar to like New York and San Francisco in terms of rent. The Denver mayor, Mayor Hancock, working toward housing solutions. But the demand is there for higher prices. So I feel like that's what's going to happen.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.